B-Pod Studios.
Okay, welcome to a rap party, everybody.
Oh, okay, that's
on
happening.
Friday, Nicole and I did the rap party alone. Did you listen to it on the way back from Florida, Roy?
I did not, and I unfortunately didn't get a chance to listen to your show at all.
Ugh, you could have critiqued us.
I like to listen whenever I'm not there to see if you guys are funny or if you...
are missing you.
Yeah, or sucks. You know, one of the two.
Yeah.
And I didn't listen.
We've said it before. We'll say it again. It sucks when the three of us are a unit. Yeah. We are a transformer, if you will.
Right. We all do different things. Like, one of us could be the heating and air. One person could be the plumbing. One person could be electricity. But when you miss one of them, it just, it's effing complicated.
So, on Friday, the one thing you missed that was actually pretty funny was we talked about what weird name did your kid give an item, like a common item.
Okay.
And Ruby calls apples bapples.
Okay.
And somebody said that they called movies boobies.
Mm-hmm.
And
what
they
boobies.
Called the little girl called the movies boobies. I want to go to the boobies. And since the movies are closed, nobody's going. Nobody's getting boobies.
Nobody's getting any more boobies.
Nobody's getting any more boobies.
Yeah.
So that was funny. And then today,
well, must have been weird back in the day when Daddy used to go to the store to pick up some boobies.
Oh yeah,
he used to go and he'd rent a booby for a night.
Yeah, and you could go to a drive-through booby.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
And you enjoyed the booby right in your car.
Yep. And for $7, you used to be able to get a booby and a popcorn and
don't
a soda.
Don't you wish I was here?
Yeah, see?
I would have contributed to that.
That's why we missed you, buddy. Yep. None of us were thinking that. But you came back today and you came back with a story about how you almost killed a bird fishing.
I did. I thought Nicole would have a bigger reaction to it, but I was out fishing.
I think she's over us in animal cruelty.
Yeah, probably. And I noticed that there was a bird just hanging out like a duck in the water. And I'm like, I've never seen a bird do that. And then I saw him flap his wings, and then he was like then struggling. And I was like, oh.
Oh, I did something.
I caught a fish.
Who did you go fishing with?
So a little over an hour away from where I had to go see a doctor, there's a place where Sterling's old boss retired. He has a place down there. He's retired with his wife. And so we're like, oh, that's fine. I don't mind the long drive. It's no big deal.
So that's where you stayed.
And so we stayed there with them. And then he lives on an island. And so he took us fishing on the island.
So he took you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I didn't have fishing poles or anything.
Well, no, and I was just wondering if, like, maybe you went to a place or you and Sterling just did it on your own. So he's pretty versed on fishing the ocean.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. He lives on a... it's like a plant. The island, they call it the plantation, and then on the plantation has all these different activities you could do.
Mm-hmm. And fishing was one of them. Catching birds.
Well, we caught the bird.
Did Sterling catch a fish?
He did, I think, catch a fish. Yeah, he was holding. I have a photo of him holding something. Yep. Fish. Yep.
You are so weird. I have a photo of him holding something.
Yeah, I can't. Because we also went crab hunting.
Mm-hmm.
We had to drop down cages for crabs. So there's a photo of him holding a crab. We caught like three crabs. And then, yeah, he caught a fish. But you also got to think, like, us catching fish ain't like really us catching a fish.
What'd you use for bait?
Shrimp.
One for you, one for the hook. One for me, one for the hook.
No, these are nasty. You got to like rip the heads off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was amused by that because that's like what you use to fish in the ocean is like shrimp or live bait, real fish.
Or squid.
Or squid. We did use a squid. Caught nothing with the squid. Yeah. I was so when I saw the squid going thing, I'm like, going to get something big.
Did you come in hot? Were you all confident that you were going to catch the biggest fish?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, I was excited because it's been probably the last time I went fishing was 2015. So it's been years. And then here I am holding it. I couldn't even cast the line. I had to get someone to help me to throw it out there. Like, I was like a little wimp. I'm like, it won't go out. How do I get it out there? And so then, you know, he had to go over and throw it out.
I fished off of a boat before. I got sick. I fished off of a dock and lakes. I fished at, but I've never done beach fishing like that.
Well, I've never beach fished either.
What's
I'm
interesting
surprised.
Is the tide. So you have to kind of get there at low tide, and then you then play the game of move. You know, every 30, 45, every hour, you move back a few feet because your tide starts coming in.
Did you bring a chair and some beers and stuff and hang out? Nice.
Yeah. And just like Saturday morning, just drank and fished, caught some things, and then we fried it. We cleaned it right on the water because it was illegal.
What?
The fish that we caught was too small.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So there's sizing requirements.
Mm-hmm.
And so we quickly cut it and cleaned it.
So they couldn't tell how big the fish was.
Now producer Nicole's ears are perked up.
Now she's mad.
So we use the fish.
But do you know why there are those restrictions?
Oh, God, I'm sure she knows.
They're not old enough.
Hey, listen, we threw the female, yeah, I imagine we killed baby fish. But, hey, she comes in with baby cow purses, so.
But don't point the finger at me because you're under the microscope. Fuck off.
Yeah, and we also. Yeah.
That's called deflecting.
And also, Nicole, you'll appreciate this. We threw back the female crabs.
You have to.
Because we wanted them to make more babies.
Yeah, everybody knows that from watching The Deadliest Catch on Discovery Channel.
I didn't know that, dude.
How do you know the difference between a male and a female?
That I don't know, but I do know that when they put their traps in and they're like, oh, shit, we only caught a bunch of females, we got to put them back.
Yeah, because you want them to make more babies. But I would hold these little things and the claws would try to come after and grab my hand. It was pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So I got to like experience what a retired guy on an island does all day, and it's fishing and golfing. He lives on a golf course. So I didn't do any of the golfing, but he did drive the golf cart on the golf course for me, which was fun.
Okay. Yeah. So Roy handed in his resignation, and he's looking for real estate down there on the island.
I'll just live in that guy's basement. He has the perfect setup as a retired guy, too, because they all live on one floor, and the guest suite's all on the bottom floor.
Wait, they have a basement in Florida?
No. I guess the first floor is the basement.
Because it's three floors? Four?
I don't know. It's only two.
Okay.
Why would there be three or four?
Because then the first floor would be the basement, second floor would be the main living room, and the third floor would be the bedrooms.
No, they're retired, so they live on one level. So their kitchen, living room. So
where's the basement?
Well, but the first floor.
But there's no basements in Florida.
Yeah. Well, the first floor is the bottom floor.
Right.
And what's on the bottom floor?
But they don't live there.
So there's no kitchen on the first floor?
Well, no kitchen. There's like a utility sink and cabinets and a wine thing. But then the second floor has the kitchen.
You just said there was no second floor.
No, there is.
No, they don't. They live on the second floor. But now I'm caught up because normally retired people live on the first floor.
Right.
Holy shit, he said it's just a one-floor house.
But they live on one floor.
Okay.
Which is the upper floor, and they take the elevator up if they need to.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
They have an elevator.
They have an elevator. And then, but there's not like another floor above that where they don't take steps. They don't need to take steps. It's all one-floor living.
Yeah, I'm trying to follow it. You're throwing in weird facts that I don't need to know about them. You're like, she said, is there a basement? And I said, maybe the basement's the bottom floor. And you go, why would the basement be the bottom floor? Well, because like homes on the beach are usually like bottom floor and then two stories up on top of that. You know, like a three-story house.
Well, the bottom floor, which is like where the front door is, nobody lives on.
Okay, gotcha.
You have to go upstairs where everybody's living.
Gotcha, but that floor is not below ground like where I grew up.
They're still handy able to take stairs. They haven't needed an elevator yet. But I think that's so cool when people plan for elevators because they know they're going to die in their homes.
Our buddy Billy Groom's got a place down, our former director of sales here. He's got a place down in Folly Beach. He's got an elevator because his bar is on the third floor and he doesn't want to carry cases of beer and wine and ice all the way up. So he puts it in the elevator.
He lives in the same place that his bar is?
What?
Does he have a bar?
Yeah, he has a bar at his house.
But not a bar that people
floor.
Come
to. It's
like
to. A balcony and a bar. No, not a public bar. He doesn't own a bar.
Well, that's what
it's
I
just
thought.
At his house.
Us trying to break down homes is clearly...
And Roy's in the real estate business, you know?
But it's crazy because homes in different parts of the country are all so different. Like, Floridas don't have basements.
Right.
Here in the Carolinas, like, about half of the homes have basements.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everyone has a screened-in pool in Florida.
Right.
Yeah, that is funny how they all have that. And yeah, it goes like this.
I guess it was just weird.
When it's windy.
It's just weird to me that the first floor is not a floor that anybody lives on. That's weird to me.
Okay. The other thing, too, I was going to say about retiring and joking about how Roy is going to go retire there. I feel like retirement for me is far off. And I feel like it's far off not only because financially I'm not ready for it, but also like I don't have a place that I'm looking to go to. Like these guys probably had this place.
They would vacation there all the time.
See, they would vacation there all the time. Like Amanda's from Memphis. I'm from New Jersey. And I'm like, where are we going to retire? To like a small condo in Hilton Head or like what the hell are we going to do?
Yeah.
We have no ideas. And I feel like the people that retire quick, like Billy Grooms, our buddy who used to work here, he already had Folly on his radar.
Well,
so it pushed the process quicker.
Well, I feel like those people probably put money away quicker because it's tangible, right? It's
right.
Like the carrot
yes.
that's being dangled
yeah,
in front of
he,
you.
That's true. He had his beach house. He bought his retirement mansion before he retired.
Yeah.
He had it locked up and ready to go.
That's
and
cool.
then he probably worked his whole life to pay that off so that he could retire in it rent-free.
So I will say, I was telling Nicole, I was telling Loren this on the way in. He's like 55.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, radio doesn't pay that well. Like, I'm going to be... That's so cool that he gets to retire so young. Meanwhile, I'm going to be doing a radio shift up until I'm 83.
Yeah.
On some radio station in Wichita.
Yeah, but the trade-off is that we enjoy what we do. Like you know, people joke and say that they're, and we feel like the same way. Like, hey, we're blessed to get paid to do this.
Yeah.
It's not really quote-unquote work. Now we have to deal with rating struggles. We have to deal with management, coming up with ideas and getting down our throat for not filling out our timesheets right.
Yeah, something like that.
You know? But it's true, though. Like, we have to deal with that kind of BS. But, like, my brother is a retired stockbroker who retired at 45, and he's just, like, white-haired and totally stressed out from years of rushing to try and get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He wanted to do a quick hit, make his money, and then retire. And I would call him when he was, like, 38 years old, and I was, like, probably, you know, 30 years old. Like, I'm 6-7 years younger than him. And I'd be like, dude, what's going on? He's like, I can't talk now. I'm in the middle of a thing. I'm like, fuck, dude, bro, you're 38. Relax.
Yeah.
Like, you're stressing yourself out. Well, now he's retired.
Well, I did look around because Sterling works for the same company. I was like, Sterling, I want this at 55, so hurry it up.
Yeah.
Let's get going.
Let's do it.
I'll be stay-at-home wife.
Husband. What does this couple, or what did this couple do before they retired?
He was Sterling's boss.
And what did she do?
She was originally a nurse, but I don't know if she was doing anything towards.
Was she his nurse?
Yeah, no, she was a real nurse. That was such a cool. She worked in the medical field, so that was cool because his line of work made him travel. Like they had to work at the Procter Gamble office in like you know another country, you know Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So she would be able to take her trade everywhere. Kind of the crappy part about radio is that we can't take our trade everywhere.
Right.
You know, we can't do the Manny. I can't launch up Manny Roy and Loren in Fayetteville, Arkansas. In
yeah.
Win,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that is, you know, a little bit of it. That's why we're here. That's why Sterling's not traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're here. We do the show here.
Right. And then the other thing that we talked about today was the fact that I know in a couple hours from now that. It's like I have something bad coming and it's like the reference I made on the radio was like when you know your car is making a noise or you know that your air conditioning is not working right in your home and you just know that by troubleshooting it,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get bad news. I will say last year my upstairs air conditioning went out and I called the guy and I was like, all right, what's the damage? He goes, you just need Freon. Yeah, it's like $60.
Yeah.
I'll top it off. And I was like,
I thought Freon was supposed to become illegal at some point.
It is. Oh. Not for a couple more years. And yeah. And if you have the Freon, they can continue to use it, but they're not making any more.
Gotcha.
And I was like,
then you'll then have to switch over to the
That's the most glorious thing ever. He's like, yeah, just top it off.
But didn't you call one company, and we won't mention the name, but you called one company and they wanted to replace the whole unit?
Yeah, dude. He took pictures of my furnace that underneath my home and my crawl space and everything and was showing them to me and I was like and I could tell on his phone this is pre-pandemic so I was close to him and I go that's not my photo, that photo was taken in 2018 and he goes, oh yeah, I'm sorry, this one is yours. And I was like, whoa, bro, don't be showing me somebody else's stuff acting like it's mine.
That's creepy.
Yeah, and they wanted like $18,000.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, no, we're not doing that. And he's like, we got great plans, you know, you could pay it off.
$18,000.
Yeah, and I got it done.
What is he doing? Is he redoing the
ductwork
too? Yeah,
he was redoing the whole. Yeah, he was pitching himself on some big thing.
Mm-hmm.
But So I know that today Dean's taking the bus for the first time. Our school system here in North Carolina, you guys, Mecklenburg County is the big county that Charlotte's in, and they're not back to school yet. But I live in the outer county called Union County, and they are back to school 4 days a week today. And for the first time since March, Dean is taking the bus, my seven-year-old son. That's kind of cool. He wants to do it. The bad news is I don't know if the bus stop is going to be at the same place because there's less students getting off the bus, so they'll probably save time by just dropping the kids off at the busier stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, Dean, I'm not driving the bus all the way down there just to drop you off. That's kind of the way I feel like it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so weird. Growing up, the school bus took you to your house. And then if you had neighbors that were going to the school, like three people like right side of each other, they would park kind of in between them.
Hmm.
So like on one road, we would stop three times.
Yeah, I think us too.
Yeah, not us. We were at the top of the street.
We didn't do that block thing. They didn't want us walking too far. I think the most you'd walk would be like three, four houses.
Yeah.
If that.
You must have lived in a bad neighborhood.
Kind of. Yeah.
Roy would be afraid. They'd be afraid that like a bear would come and grab you, and Roy's like up in his mountain house. But I was saying that I didn't know where Dean was going to go. And then I mentioned this on the air, and we took a phone call off the air. And here's a rap party exclusive, you guys. And then we'll wrap up the rap party after this.
Okay.
You found it really funny that this woman didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this.
Rachel in Union County, welcome to the Main Year Wine the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you.
Rachel, my son is doing bus today for the first time. Do you have kids that are going to be busing today?
Yeah, so we're in Union County, too, and they changed all of Union County now. They only have one stop per neighborhood.
One stop per neighborhood? Why do they do that? That sounds worse for social distancing.
It's horrible, and I don't know why they changed it, but they did it, I guess, pre-COVID even. They changed that.
So how do you know where the kids are going to go off in the one neighborhood?
So ours is drive around and find your kids? Clubhouse. It's like the main entrance.
Are you in my neighborhood?
I don't know.
No, you would know. I'm pretty popular in my neighborhood.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so
people amazing. Know that I live there.
So we go to...
Yep, that's where Dean goes.
Yeah,
What grade is your child in?
We have a third and a kindergartner.
Okay. So wait, where? So I live in...
Oh, so do we.
Oh, shit. And you don't know who I am? You didn't know that I live there?
You're not as popular as you think you
are. You're poking holes in my popularity theory.
Because you're not popular.
I am popular. It was on the Nextdoor app when I first moved there years ago. We made them take it down because it was like an invasion of privacy.
How did we miss that?
I don't know. It was really weird, though. Somebody posted like, hey, Manny from Kiss lives in this neighborhood. And then somebody's like, no way. And it was all awful.
I didn't realize that you were...
Clubhouse there when you first turn in right at that clubhouse.
You serious? And they started doing that pre-COVID?
So no, they changed it pre-COVID and said it was going to take place the 2020-2021 school year no matter what.
No.
That's far from your house, man.
Well, I mean, I got to drive it. He can't walk.
Yeah, no.
I can't get over the fact that you think you're famous and you're not. I just...
Wait a minute.
I should have known.
Rachel, how dare you? You should have known better.
I would know, Rachel.
And if you
stop.
Did know and you're just taking a shot at his ego, that's even better to me.
I wasn't the one that put it on the Nextdoor app, Roy. It was there, and sure. Amanda was freaked out by it.
I bet you. Oh, sure.
Oh, I don't know how we missed that.
That's okay. No, it's fine. If you don't go to the pool.
Because he put it up and took it down. That's why.
<himself. laughs>
I try to avoid Nextdoor. It's all drama.
Nextdoor is like just like Facebook. I mean.
I love it. It's good people watching.
And people are just mean.
It's entertaining.
Yeah, people are mean. All right, Rachel, I'll see you today. What kind of car are you going to be in? I'll be in a white Jeep. No, I won't be in my Cherokee. My wife's taking it. I don't know what car I'll be in, but.
I know my girls like to walk, so we'll see you. But there's a crowd up there always, so we'll see you up there.
All right, I'll be like, "Where's Rachel?"
Mm.
All right, thanks for the update, Rachel. What a small world we live in—the same community, Roy.
Okay,
come on.
So funny.
All right, see you, Rachel.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.